Hello.
Hi, Ms. Edwards, it's Ms. Knight again. So listen, I was able to get into your app. I
Okay.
want you to go to your app store to see if you look in your apps to see if you downloaded the HHA Exchange app by any
Okay.
chance.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I'm on my
Okay.
watch. I have to get to the phone. 1 second, please.
Wanted, but if you can make that shelf look really pretty, or you need it maybe you're for something, right? You don't have electricity, but you'd like to go out there maybe at night.
All right, go to the app store.
So here's my friend Kylie Watts. She brought us to the house. You are becoming a lady expert. She brought the Bella House in the block. It's so boring to do. Wait, no, that's hilarious. Why not all these items? So, you know,
at the store. Nope. Go back.
And that refers to not the color of the light, but the cake in itself. So
Apple store.
And then you get two of those.
Let's see.
So Kylie, tell me how these are going to work, because, boy, isn't this kind of late installed?
H-A.
And then it's exchange, EXCHANGE.
EXCHA, exchange, search.
Now you're looking for a circle as a head, an X mark, and like two little circle arms.
Okay, but you know what it's saying on my name, on my end, it's saying this, it looks like you're not enrolled in the iPhone upgrade program.
For you to download an app?
Yeah, I don't know why it's saying that. It just say join now to get to latest iPhone with Apple Care Plus. I don't know what it's saying.
No,
that.
that's I don't think you on the correct
I'm not
app.
So
Are you putting in HHA and EXCHANGE?
Yeah, it's all caps, and then the letter, I mean, it's all caps, H-H-A, and then the word exchange.
It's all
and
one word together.
Yes, it's all one word together, and that's what it said. Looks like you're not enrolled. I don't understand that either. That's what it was doing earlier.
I'm going to remove
know.
It from my home screen. I'm going to delete the app to see, because I'm on my Apple, my actual iPad, which is ran through iPhone. So let me just say, go to Apple Store.
Let me see. Maybe I can call my daughter. She usually can see what I can see, because she be saying sometimes, I don't know, she see what I see.
Yeah, because on my end, when I put HHA Exchange, it's like Google come up, HHA to HHA Exchange comes up, and then it has a button for you to get it or open it or downloads. I'm not quite sure.
Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can do. No, that's not it. I'm gonna see if I can get my daughter on the phone and tell her what she said. Hold on 1 second,
okay.
Please.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. My daughter is here. Her name is Keisha, and she says she don't understand why I come and saying that, too. And I was trying to tell her that you were trying to help me, that you usually can see what I see. But China,
right.
I
pretty much got her app up and running, and I was able to log into her account. It's just that she's unable to download the app and from her Apple Store.
Okay. So what does it say on the Apple Store, Barb?
It say it looks like you are not enrolled in the iPhone upgrade program yet. Then it say get the latest iPhone with Apple Care Plus. Has been easier. You can pay overtime with 0% interest.
See, that don't even have anything to do with I don't know why.
That don't make.
I don't know, but I went to the Apple Store. That's right. I went to the Apple Store.
Do you have an Apple phone or Android phone?
No, you're not supposed to be in the Apple Store. You're supposed to be in the app.
She's supposed to be in the apps, like to download an app.
Yes, you're not supposed to be at the Apple Store.
Yeah, you're not purchasing anything. I wanted you to just go to your app store, like if you wanted
like
to download.
Like how you download stuff.
Like games and everything else.
She don't really download stuff on her phone.
Well, Chana, you got to help me. Can you see? Won't you put down this?
Give me 1 second. I'm about to tell you what to go to. All
right.
All right, go to the home page on your phone, Mom.
I'm on it.
And swipe all the way over to the right, so where you can't swipe anymore. And it should a search bar should be at the top where it says App Library.
Right, I'm there.
Click on it.
Click on the App Library. Yeah, I put in, and it says autofill and writing tools.
It say what now?
You want me to put in? You want me to type in something, or you want me to go to where? It say App Store, Apple Store.
Click on where it say App Store.
Okay.
And then you have to click on the search bar on the bottom right-hand corner.
Okay.
And then type in the HHA exchange there.
Yeah, you type it in there. Yeah, you were in the Apple Store. That's where you got confused.
Okay, so it came up HAA Exchange and then HHA Exchange Plus.
So you don't want the plus. You want just the regular HHA exchange.
Okay, I click that on.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right. So a page came up like the which you had sent me earlier. It's three.
Right, so it's download. Yeah, so try to get that downloaded and then open it up.
Okay. I use every single day of my life, probably at least 10 times. And this one, I use every single day of my life, at least 10 times, probably more. It is the Campanelli Dungeons.
Okay, it says open.
So did you see that little white box that came up that said go to App Store or close?
Or
you probably didn't get to that part yet.
No, because right now it's saying allow.
So only allow while using the app.
Okay. So I'll just say allow. Send you notifications. Okay. Then it says select language. Push it.
Okay. Yeah. You got the right one.
Okay. So now they went to that page we talked about earlier where it said the email and password.
So put in your email that you signed up with us. And then put in that fancy password that you selected.
You're going to get the diamond fiber and the microfiber as well. And they are washable. So they brought me a little washing machine right there. Here is the testing set. Here is the color computer.
yahoo.com.
We also have a new seatbelt. And finally, a
you should be able to lock it and for it to save your password.
Okay, let's see. Was it Tiffany?
With a capital
Warren.
T.
Money
sign. And, okay, so save user ID, that says yes. But it got a fingerprint China on here.
You should do that, because therefore that'll bypass from you having to enter your password, and you could just use your finger.
All right, so do that.
And you would already know your password anyway if you happen to.
Right. Okay, so it says done. Login. Loading. Okay, so it took me to data.
Okay, yeah, so we're on the right screen. Thank you, daughter. We don't need you anymore. Let me just go over the rules on how she do with the app.
All right, okay. Charlie.
All right,
Mom.
All right. Okay, so on your app, I know you're not working today, but I put in a schedule for today just so you can get familiar with on how to use the app when you go to work on Monday. Okay, so do you see your client's schedule? Do you see your client's information?
So click on today's schedule.
So if you click on today's schedule, I put a schedule in for 2:30 just so we can, you know, train on how you, you know, operate and maneuver around the app.
Yes, it came up from 2:30 to 4.
Yep. Yes. So click on the schedule. Click on clock in.
Clock in. Yes.
Okay. Now, when you clicked on clock in, it should be a box that pop up to say GPS.
Yes, it say allow while using
the app.
Okay.
Now, and then confirm it once you hit that GPS.
GPS, and then confirm. Clock in, yes. It's okay. Okay, I did that.
Okay. Now, that's the way how you would do it when you clock in. When you clock in, always click on your client's information and then click clock in. GPS is going to come up. You have to click GPS because it's not going to be able to register a clock in if you don't select GPS, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to clocking out. Now, go back to the screen. Like you gray clock back in, but now you want to clock out.
Right. So clock out. GPS again.
Uh huh. And then there should be a whole bunch of duties that pop up. Did that pop up?
No. It went back to the GPS. I guess I.
So you gotta click. You gotta hit that.
You get. Confirm. Okay, now I see the list of duties.
So the duties, don't worry about them. You see the save button in the top right-hand corner?
Yes.
Click save.
Okay, and say it has been clocked out successfully.
Okay, now try to go back to the beginning of the screen where you had to put your email and your password in, and then it came up as your schedule and, you know, all that stuff.
Okay, let's see. Back. Okay, it took me back to the day schedule. Okay.
Okay, so now on that fancy screen where you're at, your schedule is always going to be on the very top, okay? That'll be your schedule for the day that you work. Now, the one underneath it is considered unscheduled visits. So say, for instance, if you do not see a schedule at all on the visits, then you can create a schedule on unscheduled visit, and your intake coordinator can assign that schedule to that day. Okay? That's if you don't see a schedule.
Okay.
The one underneath it is confirmed visit. If you click on that one, you'll see that you clocked in and you clocked out for today.
Yes, I do see that.
So that's what you will go on if you need to just verify that you're clocking in and out correctly.
Okay.
Okay. So another thing I wanted to tell you is, let's see what your schedule is. Your schedule with your client is 9 a.m. Now, say, for instance, if Mr. Charles has to be somewhere at 9 a.m., that means you would need to clock in at 8:30 just so you can be at his home to clock in and out, because that's the only way it's going to register. It has to be at his home.
Okay.
Now, if so happen if you guys are out and you don't get back at 1 p.m., because you got to schedule on Monday and Friday until 1, and then Wednesday is 12. So if you guys are not back by that end time, don't worry. The system is only going to pay you what we authorized for, okay? So if you happen to get back at 3 or 4 o'clock, still clock out. The only way your clock out won't register is if you clock out after midnight, because it's considered the next day.
Okay.
The third and most thing I want you to inform is if you or his address phone number changes, please notify us, because if the service coordinator call and she doesn't have this information, she's expecting for us to have it. Also, if he's ever hospitalized, please notify us immediately, because we bill the insurance the same way the hospital does. So all services must stop on our end, okay?
Yes.
Once he's discharged, the only thing we need is the front page of the discharge paper. Normally, caregivers take a picture of it and send it to us, and therefore we can resume services on our end.
Okay.
Now, do you have any questions for me?
All right, so this, so you said it's Monday, Wednesday, and...
So Monday and Friday, you have a schedule 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday is 9 a.m. until 12 noon.
All right, because on here I'm looking at 2 days. It's 7:07 and 09. So it's 2 days.
7:07, 7:09, and 7:11 is there too as well.
It's probably on different screens.
It probably only allow you to see up until a certain amount of days. It don't give you the days in advance.
Okay, so right now it's just showing me for 2 days.
Right, so when Monday comes, then you should be able to see that other schedule.
All right. Any changes, inform y'all, but in the meantime, stick to this schedule here.
Yes. Now, if so happened that you and your client discuss another schedule in place, then all you have to do is just call us, and then we can change the schedule accordingly.
Okay.
Now, if you have any problems on Monday, you have my number. You can give me a call so I can assist you so you'll be able to clock in, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. You take care.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.